Jumpstart, a journal for anyone in search of happiness, strength, and authenticity. Written and read by Daniela Moyles. Childhood is a universal rite of passage. So the information in this chapter is something I think everyone should be informed about and take some time to consider in relation to themselves and their own life experiences. If you have read Jump, you will know I had a difficult relationship with my dad growing up, and that relationship left an undeniable mark on my adult life. My mom battled for decades with recurring bouts of life-threatening illnesses, and that experience too left an evident imprint on who I would become. We are all a product of our childhoods, and understanding the unconscious conditioning, habits, beliefs and biases we have taken with us from these formative years is vital for our self-awareness. Until my late 20s, I had no idea my childhood hurts were still running my adult life to the degree that they were. This is not something we are taught, and generally not something we have any awareness of, until maybe we end up in therapy because these hurts have overwhelmed our coping mechanisms and started to interfere with the quality of our lives. Reflecting on our childhood is an enormously important part of the inner work. So let me explain a little more about why and how we will do this. Born with the privilege of having their fundamental needs for survival met, food, water, and shelter, a child's core needs are then to be warmly cared for, seen, heard, and allowed to authentically express themselves. Children do not have the capacity to process their emotional experiences, and they require an attuned and loving parent to appropriately guide them through big emotions, to model self-validation, emotional regulation, and self-soothing. There's a large and growing body of research highlighting the importance of early life, right up to early adulthood, on cognitive, social, and emotional development. The first 7 years of life are of particular importance because during those years, we are entirely egocentric, meaning we often struggle to grasp the point of view of another and to emotionally differentiate between ourselves and others too. We simply do not have the abstract mental capacity for these tasks yet. And so we internalize everything that happens in our environment as having happened because of us. For example, if there is tension in our home after our caregivers argue, we perceive this as, I am responsible for this tension and I must fix it. Children will employ various techniques from the fight, flight, freeze, faint and fawn biological toolkit to do this. See Chapter 3, Navigating Conflict. The groundbreaking ACE study. As children, we are sponges for our environment, and our development is explosive and rapid. We learn complex cognitive skills like language, abstract thinking, and theory of mind, alongside the values, norms, and expectations of our families, our societies, and our cultures. Psychologists have long known that childhood is awash with big and lasting developmental milestones, and the ACE study, conducted in the mid-90s, highlighted most compellingly just how pervasive and detrimental certain experiences in childhood can be.